UBS shares are trading higher by 6%. That's after the bank posted its highest annual profit since before the financial crisis. The company announced plans to nearly double its share buyback program, authorizing up to $5 billion after it bought back more than $2.6 billion worth of its shares in 2021. Net profits up to $7.5 billion last year from $6.6 billion in 2020. It maintained its guidance as well for its wealth management division. Starbucks union push is spreading. Employees at the coffee chain now petitioning to unionize at 54 stores across the United States. This pursuit comes after Starbucks workers in Buffalo, New York, first voted to unionize. That happened last month. And all of this, by the way, is ahead of Starbucks' first quarter earnings results announcement. That may be affected by the push for unionization and also the Omicron variant. The hit online word game Wordle been acquired by the New York Times, which will integrate the daily puzzle into its game suite. Joshua Wardle, the maker of Wordle, said the game will initially remain free to new and existing players, though wasn't clear on the possibility of a paywall in the future. The Times did not disclose the exact price, but said it bought Wordle for a number in the low seven figures. Reportedly, Josh Wardle initially made the game for his girlfriend.